You're listening to TheBody.com's podcast coverage of the 2008 ICAC-IDSA Joint Conference. The conference took place in Washington, D.C. from October 25th through October 28th, 2008.
Hi, this is Eric Darr. I'm chief of the Division of HIV Medicine at Harbor-Islay Medical Center and professor of medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. And I'm providing some overview of key topics related to therapy at the ICAC-IDSA conference 2008 in Washington, D.C. in late October. This is one of the big infectious disease meetings of the year, which attracts over 10,000 people from around the world to talk about a variety of different issues surrounding or related to infectious diseases, including a heavy focus on HIV and AIDS. And there are many things presented at this meeting of interest, but I think perhaps the most exciting news was increasing data, both a follow-up of patients on older trials as well as an extremely important new trial, looking at options for people starting therapy for the first time. We continue to believe that there is increasing evidence that starting therapy earlier is better, and the main downside of doing that is that therapies in the past have had side effects, been difficult to take, and weren't always successful. In the current era, we have much better treatment options, both easier to take, simpler to take, and the overall response rate, meaning the likelihood of people achieving our goal of undetectable levels of virus, is really higher than ever. And we had some follow-up of several studies looking at options. And traditionally, our therapies have included using so-called NUCs with either a ritonavir-boosted protease inhibitor, or PI, or NUCs with an NNRTI efavirenz, being the most important one that we use in the clinic, and comes as a co-formulated drug where people are actually able to take two NUCs and the NNRTI as a single pill once a day. Now, not all people are good candidates for that therapy or tolerate it, and that's why it's so important that we have other options. And some of those included using these so-called boosted protease inhibitors. And at this meeting, we saw some extended follow-up out to almost 3 years of people who were receiving fosimprenavir, a PI with ritonavir and nucleosides, that had been previously shown to be very well tolerated and as effective as current standard PIs. In addition to the extended follow-up, there has been a new indication from the company and studies here showing that this drug can be used with less ritonavir than we had previously used it with. So people can actually take this now as a once-a-day regimen with only one pill of ritonavir to boost it. And that's good news. And at this meeting, we actually showed that people who originally started on standard dosing can often reduce the dose. Obviously, you need to talk to your provider and make sure that you're a good candidate for something like this. But it does provide options either for first-line treatment or for simplification of current therapy. Another study showed 2 years of follow-up with another boosted PI called atazanavir with ritonavir. And this is a medication where the PI is one pill, the ritonavir booster is one pill, and it's taken with nucleosides. And they compared it to one of the standard PI regimens and demonstrated after a year that it was as effective in suppressing virus at very high levels and somewhat better tolerated, causing less changes in cholesterol and triglycerides, as well as less diarrhea. And here we saw at this meeting 2 years of follow-up where it continues to be well tolerated and very, very effective. Another follow-up study looked at yet another protease inhibitor, and this is particularly timely. It's a protease inhibitor called darunavir. It's taken with ritonavir, and in this study, in people who are starting therapy for the first time, they received the darunavir-ritonavir once a day, which was a new way of giving this drug because we'd previously used it in people who had drug-resistant virus twice a day. And in fact, the FDA just approved last week this particular indication where you can use this drug once a day in people starting therapy for the first time. And we had previously seen a year of data showing that, again, compared to a standard, that it was very, very effective. In addition, it was somewhat better tolerated, both with regards to things like diarrhea and a little bit better for the lipids than some of the other standard therapies. And at 2 years, again, all of this continued to be true. And then perhaps I think the highlight of this meeting was really a study that demonstrated that we can now move beyond our standard regimens of NUCs and NNRTIs and NUCs and PIs to actually NUCs with a completely different class, in this case, integrase inhibitors. As you're probably aware, the first integrase inhibitor was approved in the last year, and it's called raltegravir, and it's given as one pill twice a day along with other therapies in people who are drug resistant. What this study did is it designed a very large trial and compared the standard of care being NUCs with the NNRTI, efavirenz, to this case NUCs with the new integrase inhibitor, raltegravir, given as one pill twice a day. And what they demonstrated in this study was that it was highly efficacious, in fact, appeared to do just as well at suppressing virus in the overwhelming majority of people as had been seen with the standard of care. In addition, it appears to not be associated with substantial side effects. In the fact, there was less in the way of neurologic symptoms in people who received it versus the comparator arm. So again, now we have even another option for people starting therapy for the first time that appears to be relatively simple to take, well-tolerated, and very, very effective. And ultimately, while any given individual only needs one drug, the more options we have available, the better. So we can simplify or we can use therapy in an individual way, focusing on what the specific needs are for a given patient. And again, the key is to really talk to your provider about all of these options and make sure that you know what is right for you. Thank you very much.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebody.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebody.com/ICAAC2008.